This is the closing market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. We're here with Kurt Kimmel of AgMarket.net. Kurt, what do we see in the grain markets today?
Down again. Boom, yesterday we had a lot of enthusiasm coming in on big up meal day. Corn popped out $5. The conspiracy guy theory on crop insurance was supposedly buying it off. We went and hit some technical buying. But what happened today specifically probably was several things. We did not see a confirmation that China actually purchased some U.S. corn and U.S. wheat. And I think that put the trade in check. We were higher overnight, East corn up close to 510, and beans, you know, a little higher. I think that generated some little hedging. That's pretty good pop off those lows. Weekend coming up, harvest progress taking place. Just kind of put the brakes on the running through here. Then front and center that anybody that's following the news is Israel-Gaza situation. It just continues to escalate slowly.
That again was Kurt Kimmel of AgMarket.net. We'll look at the numbers next. October is pork month, and in Iowa, we have no shortage of pork producers to celebrate. In all, there are 147,105 Iowa jobs created by the pork industry through direct, indirect, and induced jobs, and those jobs in turn create $8.64 billion in labor income. Make sure you support one of Iowa's most important industries by enjoying some farm-raised Iowa pork this month. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. At the close, December corn down 9.5 at 495.5. November soybeans down 13.25 at 13.02.25. December soybean meal up 90 cents at 423.90. Soybean oil up 28 cents at 53.39. On the Merck, December live cattle down 67 at 184.62. November feeders down 227 at 242.22. December lean hogs down $2 at 66 even. December pork cutout down 152 at 76.42. And October Class 3 milk up a penny at 16.88. Those are your closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.